going to do our residency in Durant, Oklahoma, which is clear on the other side of this state, and a very different climate and everything. You know, that's where we thought we'd be, and it didn't happen. We ended up in Lawton, which is a very different climate, very different geographical and I mean, just completely different demographics and everything. And here we were in the outskirts of Lawton doing a residency program. And then we thought we were going to be back in Duncan, which was close to my hometown, close to my parents, doing a clinic there. And that all fell apart. And here, you know, we're on the brink of trying to step into from residency into starting or trying to go from one point A to point B in career. And we thought, you know, we were going to have to go to Tennessee for a year, and then we'd be coming to Duncan. I'm going to try to hurry real quick. Come to Duncan and then be there. Well, then the Fellowship in Tennessee was supposed to be 2 years, and Duncan didn't want that. So all this fell apart. And here we are sitting with a bunch of empty vessels saying, we have no oil. We've got nothing. What are we going to do? And so we took it to God in prayer, and lo and behold, we get a call, and my wife was sitting there with her program director here, and she had just received a phone call. She said, "Hey, I just got a phone call. They need somebody in Elk City." And so actually, it was in Clinton, but it just all transpired for us to come here, and so we said, "Okay, Lord, we're going to step on this," and so we stepped into that moment, and the Lord led us to this point. And now, you know, didn't even know Cheyenne existed until we got here. And that's another story in of itself. But it seemed like God was just taking these moments out of our life of what we thought. Our plans were just coming apart. But God orchestrated it so well. Brought us to a place where he knew that there was a little church in Cheyenne, Oklahoma that needed a pastor. And knew that at that moment, you know, my wife, we had our two boys. My wife had struggled with postpartum depression with our first son due to some situations. And then we had Barrett after that. And my wife was done with having children. She was like, I'm done. And I never brought it up, but I felt like we weren't complete. But I'll never forget, after we went to Cheyenne, pastoring there for maybe 2 weeks, we felt like rededicating our church building. And so we went out in the parking lot and made our way from the parking lot all the way. We rededicated everything from the pews to the kitchen. I mean, and it was back in that kitchen fellowship hall after we had done all that. Some of the leaders of the church said, "We feel like we need to pray for y'all." They circled around us and they began to pray for us. A young man by the name of Zane laid hands on us, and he began to pray. And I can't really tell you what Zane said, but I'll never forget the moment that some walls began to fall in my wife's life, and God opened up her heart again. And she said, "I think it's time for another kid." And November 22nd, 2021, little Emily Elizabeth graced the world. It seemed like things were getting pulled out of our lives, but not without something better coming in. And when you stay faithful and you trust God and you don't go trying to break out before it's time, and when you say, "God, I don't understand why it's going that way, and I don't know why you're tearing it all up, and I don't know why my plans aren't happening, because, you know, it just feels like I try a plan and it gets pulled out from underneath me, and I don't understand it, but God, I'm still going to trust you." Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Don't despise the vulture, because he's the only one that can deal with some of the dead things in our life." Amen. We don't have the power to deal with that bitterness. We don't have the power to deal with those things. And so I encourage us today, stay faithful. And go ahead and let God do the work. Let the vultures pick out the dead things. Let them take out the bitterness. Let them take out those things, those sins that you can't seem to handle. Let them grab a hold of them. And I could go on a whole nother subject there in the book of Romans, but I ain't going to because it's 9:30 and I don't want to go over my time. But
well, you still have plenty of time.